Joe Wong, Japan's excess deaths hit 115,000 following third COVID shot. New study explains why. Commentary. A new study on harms resulting from the COVID vaccine was published on April 8 in the U.S.-based peer-reviewed medical science journal Curious. It represents the largest study to date on adverse effects of the COVID vaccine, and the results are shocking, to put it mildly. In the study, titled Increased Age-Adjusted Cancer Mortality After the Third mRNA Lipid Nanoparticle Vaccine Dose During the COVID-19 Pandemic in Japan, five Japanese scientists used an entire dataset of the country's 123 million population to study excess cancer mortalities coinciding with mass COVID vaccination. The authors also provide a sound explanation as to why these deaths occurred after the mRNA injection. As a former vaccine researcher, I read the Curious article with great interest. My fellow Epoch Times columnist, Megan Redshaw, has written an excellent article on this study. Here, I would like to highlight some points that I think are worth reiterating. Excess deaths following the third shot. The study shows there were 1,568,961 total deaths in Japan in 2022. About 1,453,162 deaths were expected based on statistical predictions using pre-pandemic information, which means there were 115,799 excess deaths in 2022. The 115,799 age-adjusted excess number of deaths in 2022 occurred after two-thirds of the Japanese population had received the third dose of COVID vaccine. Based on Japan's Ministry of Health data, I calculated there were 39,060 COVID deaths reported in 2022. So, the majority of Japan's excess deaths in 2022 were not caused by COVID infection, but rather are strongly associated with the vaccination. Harm done by the vaccine, not the virus. The study shows that in 2020, after COVID-19 began to spread in Japan, but before vaccination was available, the age-adjusted number of deaths was 28,000 fewer than what was predicted. And in 2021, as the virus continued and there was limited COVID-19 vaccination, there were 25,000 more deaths than what was predicted. Based on the number of excess deaths in 2022, the Japanese scientists concluded, statistically significant increases in age-adjusted mortality rates of all cancer and some specific types of cancer, namely, ovarian cancer, leukemia, prostate, lip/oral/pharyngeal, pancreatic, and breast cancers, were observed in 2022 after two-thirds of the Japanese population had received the third or later dose of SARS-CoV-2 mRNA-LNP vaccine. These particularly marked increases in mortality rates of these R-sensitive cancers may be attributable to several mechanisms of the mRNA-LNP vaccination rather than COVID-19 infection itself or reduced cancer care due to the lockdown, the authors wrote. In plain English, this study revealed the mRNA COVID jab is likely the cause of the extra deaths that occurred in Japan. Six types of cancer had significant excess deaths. The study presented the numbers for all-cause death, but also looked into the details of deaths caused by cancer. It found that of the 20 types of cancer, six of them ovarian, leukemia, prostate, lip/oral/pharyngeal, pancreatic, and breast cancer had statistically significant excess mortalities in 2021 and increased further in 2022. The significant increase in mortalities for the six specific cancer types cannot be blamed on a shortage of healthcare services during the pandemic. Reduced cancer screening and healthcare due to lockdowns should increase deaths for all cancers. However, such an increase was not observed in other types of cancers in Japan in 2022. So, what is so special about the six specific cancer types? They are all known as estrogen receptor alpha-sensitive cancers. The scientists explained why these cancers not only occurred after vaccination, but also killed people in a short period of time after they received the shot. Cancer after the jab, a scientific explanation. I worked as a research scientist at Sanofi Pasteur, one of the world's largest vaccine companies, for more than 10 years. As the person who spearheaded Sanofi's SARS-CoV-1 vaccine development in 2003, I personally found the hypothesis presented by the Japanese scientists very reasonable. Please bear with me on the scientific terms because they are important in understanding the possible roles the mRNA vaccine may have played in cancer development. ERs are a group of proteins found inside cells. They are receptors that can be activated by the sex hormone estrogen. ER is one of the two classes of ERs, an important regulator in the body's reproductive system. Research published in the peer-reviewed journal Science Advances in November 2022 screened 9,000 human proteins to see which protein binds better with the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, and found the S protein specifically binds to ER. The binding upregulates the transcriptional activity of ER. In other words, the S protein of SARS-CoV-2, when introduced into the human body, binds to ER and functions as a nuclear receptor co-regulator, interfering with the cell's normal function and leading to malfunction of the cells and organs. This may explain why death caused by the 6 types of ER-sensitive cancers increased in 2022 in Japan after 2/3 of the population received the 3rd dose of the mRNA vaccine. The vaccine carries the S gene of SARS-CoV-2, hijacking the host cells to produce S proteins. The S proteins produce inside the cell, then bind to ER, disrupting the cell's normal function and leading to cancer development. Cancer is a disease in which some of the body's cells grow uncontrollably and spread to other parts of the body. For any healthy person, some cells die, some age, and some become cancerous. All this happens without the person knowing it because the body's immune system is constantly working to deal with such problems. However, if the immune system is compromised, illness then develops, including cancer. Plenty of evidence has started to emerge showing that the COVID-19 vaccine has the potential to severely interfere with the human body's immune system. This new Japanese study provides further evidence of the extent of this phenomenon. Vaccination and suppression of cancer immunosurveillance. It has been shown the mRNA vaccine not only has the potential to cause cancer, it may also weaken the immune system's ability to recognize and repress cancerous tumors. In a study published last October, Constantine Foes and colleagues reported vaccination with BNT162b2 modulated innate immune responses, resulting in a weakened cancer immunosurveillance. The damage caused by COVID vaccines would have been less if the vaccination wasn't as widespread, and the dosage of the vaccines were not as high due to boosters. The Japanese scientists found that for each Pfizer-BioNTech dose, there are about 13 trillion SARS-CoV-2 mRNA LNP molecules. For Moderna, the number is 40 trillion. Since the average human body has about 37.2 trillion cells, one COVID-19 mRNA LNP dose would have enough molecules to spread into each and every human cell. As I wrote previously, contrary to what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's claim that after the body produces an immune response, it discards all of the vaccine ingredients because uridines in normal RNA are now replaced with pseudouridines in this COVID-19 mRNA LNP. We know the modified RNA now lives in the body for months and can even find its way into babies through breast milk. The Japanese study was written before October 2023 using information from 2022 and earlier. As COVID vaccination continues in many countries, it is scary to think how many people may die or develop cancer if the 2022 trend continues. Uncertain future. As authorities across the world still claim that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective and continue pushing vaccination, it is uncertain what the future holds. This is because the COVID-19 mRNA LNP molecules already in the bodies of hundreds of millions of people will remain there and continue producing the S protein, interfering with the immune system and causing cancer and other diseases. Studies like the one by the Japanese scientists should have been undertaken in countries such as the United States, Canada, and the UK and published in top medical journals without censorship so that we can learn from mistakes and prevent the mistakes from happening again. Unfortunately, that has not happened. However, hopefully more and more scientists and researchers will be brave enough to point out the very obvious, that the COVID-19 vaccine is not safe. It is worth noting that the Curious Medical Journal was recently acquired by the Springer Nature Group in December 2022. The group also owns renowned scientific publications such as Nature and Nature Medicine. COVID vaccine injury has been a taboo subject for scientists and medical journals. Many people were cancelled when they tried to defy the censorship. It is refreshing to see Springer Nature publish the Japanese study.